Cosmic Reionization on Computers, Physical Origin of Long Dark Gaps in Quasar Absorption Spectra, by Nicolay Y. Needham. I explore the properties of dark gaps regions in quasar absorption spectra without significant transmission, with several simulations from the Cosmic Reionization on Computers, CROC, project. CROC simulations in largest available boxes 120CENTIMEGAPERCENT come close to matching both the distribution of mean opacities and the frequency of dark gaps, but alas not in the same model. The run that matches the mean opacities fails to contain enough dark gaps and vice versa. Sad face. Nevertheless, the run that matches the dark gap distribution serves as a counterexample to claims in the literature that the dark gap statistics requires a late end to reionization. In that run, reionization ends at Z equals 6.7, likely too early. While multiple factors contribute to the frequency of large dark gaps in the simulations, the primary factor that controls the overall shape of the dark gap distribution is the ionization level in voids. The lowest density regions produce the highest transmission spikes that terminate long gaps. As the result, the dark gap distribution correlates strongly with the fraction of the spectrum above the gap detection threshold. The observed distribution is matched by the simulation in which this fraction is 2. This was Cosmic Reionization on Computers, Physical Origin of Long Dark Gaps in Quasar Absorption Spectra, by Nicolay Y. Needham.